JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, young people to get directly involved in improving early childhood institutions. And later, a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor scallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature scallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
The National Youth Service, NYS, is giving young people a chance to directly participate in the upgrading of the nation's early childhood institutions with the launch of their volunteer project competition. The contest serves to help basic schools meet the 12 standards of certification established by the Early Childhood Commission. The standards relate to staffing, developmental and educational programs, the physical environment of the institution, furnishing and supplies, health, nutrition, safety, as well as other aspects critical to the running of the schools. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, has endorsed the initiative.
Oftentimes, again, the myth is young people are selfish and only want to help things that help themselves. We are dispelling that. So we have said to our young people, this volunteer project should be directed at helping the next generation. You're not helping yourself, you're helping the future. Because we have a responsibility to leave the world better than how we found it. Come up with a project proposal, send it in to us, and we will secure some funding for you.
The Youth Month activity is open to young people aged 17 to 29 years. Participants should enter in groups of 3, 4, or 5 before November 14. First prize winner will receive funding of up to $200,000 to complete their project. Second place gets $100,000, while third place is $60,000. Video proposals should be no more than 2 minutes long and should include reasons for choosing a particular school, why the project is important to the group, how it will benefit the school and community, and finally, how the group plans to continue supporting the institution. Videos should be submitted to youthmonth2017@gmail.com and uploaded to the NYS social media pages via Facebook and Instagram at the National Youth Service and on Twitter at NY Service. Call 754-98168 for more details. Vision 2030 is designed to make our country better. It's not just a plan for the boardrooms and offices. Everyone must join in the mission. By becoming directly involved in improving our early childhood institutions, young people will contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information or call 906-446-324.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet, or energy-saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school, and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products, such as seeds, fruits, vegetables, and ground provisions, to prevent the introduction of pests, such as insects, fungus, virus, and mollusks, that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage, as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.